الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. When Musa passed away, the leadership was handed down to Yusha bin Nun. Yusha bin Nun, who was mentioned in Quran as a servant. Afata. إذ قال موسى لفتاه. Yusha bin Nun was a servant with Musa. Being a servant with Musa, he was close to the revelation, close to the teacher. And he was a righteous student of this teacher. So when Musa alayhi salam passed away, the leadership was handed down to Yusha bin Nun. And Yusha bin Nun is a Nabi. Yusha bin Nun is a Nabi, but he is not mentioned in the Quran. He is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The name of Yusha bin Nun is not in Quran, but it is from hadith and it is in the sahih hadith. Yusha bin Nun, in English, Joshua. Yusha bin Nun became the leader of the children of Israel. The children of Israel were delivered to the Holy Land and they were victorious under his leadership. This did not happen with Musa alayhi salam and it did not happen with Harun. Rather, it happened in the time of Yusha bin Nun. Musa and Harun, they passed away when Bani Israel were in the wilderness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us a clue of the reason why this victory was delayed. The children of Israel who came out from Egypt were raised up in servitude and slavery. So they were weak and they were not fit for victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them stay in the wilderness for 40 years until all of that generation passed away. And a new generation who was raised up in freedom under the leadership and the teaching of Musa and Harun, these are the ones who were given the victory to enter Jerusalem. The ones who were raised up by Musa and Harun in a free environment. Because the environment in Egypt was not suitable to raise up a generation of victory. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَمْ يَبْقَى مَعَهُ أَحَدْ مِمَّنْ عَبَدَ الْعِجْلِ. Rasulullah says, none of the ones who worshipped the calf entered into Jerusalem. All of that old generation who worshipped the calf were dead. A new generation was raised up in the desert, in that harsh environment, under the teachings of Torah, under the hands of Musa and Harun. These are the ones who were qualified for leadership. We learned something interesting from them. There's no doubt that Musa is the greatest Nabi of Bani Israel. How come did the victory happen in the time of Yusha bin Nun? It tells us that it's not enough to have a leader. Musa is the best that Bani Israel have seen, and he is the founder of this nation. Nevertheless, victory did not happen on his hands, even though he desired it so greatly. He wanted to enter into the Holy Land, and we know how much he desired that when the angel of death came to take his soul, he hit him. And then when he knew that this is his appointed time, he said, I will die now, but oh Allah, make me die as close to Jerusalem as possible. Ramyat Hajar, a throw of a stone. He said, if I cannot enter into Jerusalem alive, at least bury me as close as possible to Jerusalem. But that did not happen in the time of Musa because the generation which were with Musa did not deserve it. So now when we keep on thinking that, we're waiting for Al-Mahdi. Everyone is waiting for Al-Mahdi. It's not an issue of Al-Mahdi. If you're not ready, Al-Mahdi cannot do you anything. The generation has to be ready and prepared for victory. It's not an issue of a leader. The generation have to be ready and prepared. And that's why Bani Israel were not able to enter into Jerusalem until there was a suitable generation for victory. And these were the ones who entered with Yusha bin Nun. And we will see the miracle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performed for them. When you have Allah on your side, don't worry. Allah will do everything for you. Yusha bin Nun was fighting with Al-Jababira. Al-Jababira were the people who were living in Jerusalem. They were giants, powerful tyrants. Yusha bin Nun led the children of Israel in that battle. The fighting was furious. The sun was about to set. Yusha bin Nun knew that he would need more time. It's not enough for him. He cannot win, except if the day is longer. If they wait for the next day, the army will regroup and attack again. So he needed more time. Yusha bin Nun pointed to the sun and said, "Anti ma'mura wa ana ma'mur." You are receiving orders and I'm receiving orders. Both of us are receiving orders from Allah. So stop. He told the sun, stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sun stop for Yusha bin Nun. Until he finished and destroyed the enemy, then the sun started moving again. If you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your side, don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. It's not a matter of numbers or weapons or air force or artillery or battalions. If you have Allah with you, Allah will help you. He pointed to the sun. Stop, it stopped. And this hadith is narrated by Imam Ahmad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, غزى نبي من الأنبياء فقال لقومه لا يتبعني رجل قد ملك بضع امرأة وهو يريد أن يبني بها ولم يبني. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of the Anbiya went into war and he told his army, if any one of you just got married, you did not sleep with your wife yet, and you want to, then don't come with me. And then he said, وَلَا أَحَدٌ قَدْ بَنَى بُنْيَانًا وَلَمَّا يَرْفَعْ سُقُفَهَا. And if anybody is building a house and he did not build the roof yet, then don't come with me. What is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusha bin Nun, telling his people? If you got married to a woman and you did not sleep with her yet, don't come with me. If you are building a house and you did not build the roof yet, don't come with me. If you have bought some pregnant goats or pregnant camels and you're waiting for them to deliver, don't come with me. Yusha bin Nun does not want anybody to come with him if their hearts are attached with something else. If your heart is with your wife, don't come with me. If your heart is with your house, don't come with me. If your heart is with the camels and goats, don't come with me. He's not looking for numbers. He could gather a crowd and take them to war. He said, no, I don't want to. This battle needs people who have ikhlas, who have sincerity. If you're coming and doing this half-heartedly, stay home. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَغَزَى فَدَنَى مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ حِينَ صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ أَوْ قَرِيبًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالَ لِلشَّمْسِ أَنْتِ مَأْمُورَةٌ وَأَنَا مَأْمُورٌ اللَّهُمَّ احْبِسْهَا عَلَيَّ شَيْئًا فَحُبِسَتْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he fought until it was time of Asr, and then he told the sun, you are receiving orders and I'm receiving orders, oh Allah, stop the sun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the sun until he achieved victory and he won. This is the story of Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun. They won and they entered into Jerusalem. And they started expanding their nation under the banner of La ilaha illallah. Time passed, a few generations, maybe a few centuries. And then the enemies were regrouping and attacking again. And there was continuous jihad with Bani.